ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli military says Iran has launched drones toward Israel, but those drones will take hours to get there. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel's defense systems are deployed, saying, "We are prepared for any scenario, both in defense and attack." This coming after an attack on Israel by a proxy group and the reported seizure of a ship. ABC's Britt Klenitz in Tel Aviv.
Israel on high alert as more than 40 rockets from Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah light the night sky. The Iron Dome intercepting many of those missiles over northern Israel. This is new video seen by the Associated Press reportedly shows Iranian commandos raiding a ship, which Israeli Army radio says is likely Israeli-owned, near the Strait of Hormuz.
A deadly attack at a Sydney, Australia shopping mall. Authorities say a man began stabbing shoppers, killing at least six people, wounding multiple others. The suspect shot and killed by an officer. Police believe he acted alone. This is ABC News. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Arizona Friday, blaming former President Trump for the state's new abortion ruling, its highest court this week upholding a Civil War era law banning the procedure except to save the mother's life.
This decision by the Arizona State Supreme Court now means women here, live under one of the most extreme abortion bans in our nation.
ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Democrats, they are betting that abortion is going to galvanize voters to the polls in November, with the majority of Americans saying that it should be legal in all or most cases. And Trump, he is well aware of the politics here and now saying that Arizona went too far. But that ban, it is set to go into effect in Arizona unless Republicans there repeal it. But ultimately, this could be left up to the voters there, with abortion rights expected to be on the ballot in November.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. News Time today is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight includes a low of 51. For Sunday, a beautiful spring day with sunshine and warm conditions, a touch breezy, a high of 77, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Sunday night, mainly clear and quiet with a low of 44, and Monday, 73 with an increase in clouds. Rainy weather on Tuesday with gusty winds and scattered thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, it's been a beautiful day. We were up to 72 for a while. Right now it is 71 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
With a look at news, I'm Phil Nee. This afternoon, Covered Bridge Road near Richland Center was closed for brushing. Word is now from officials they have completed that task, and Covered Bridge Road is now open. This afternoon at approximately 2:30, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office received a report of a missing person on Pine Avenue in rural Yuba, Hillsboro area. The caller reported that Mark Bartline, age 74, was missing and had been for about 2 hours. The Sheriff's Office, including Vernon County Sheriff's Office K-9 Unit Program and Yuba Fire Department, are searching the area. Aerial drone support has been requested from the city of Hillsboro, Wisconsin Police Department, and the Lafarge Fire Department as well. Again, Mark Bartline, age 74, missing in the Yuba and Hillsboro area, and the search is continuing. Governor Tony Evers released a statement in reaction to the university financial assessments released by the University of Wisconsin System for seven UW campuses: UW Green Bay, Oshkosh, Parkside, Platteville, River Falls, Superior, and Whitewater. The assessments examine the strained financial circumstances facing UW System campuses, a consequence driven largely by both disinvestment in the UW System over the last decade, plus an increase inadequate recent state investments approved by the Wisconsin state legislature to make the UW system whole. Governor Evers stated Republican lawmakers have spent more than a decade waging war on public education in Wisconsin, including our UW system and higher education institutions, and have consistently refused to make the necessary, meaningful investments our state and our campuses desperately need to compete and that our other students deserve. And the consequences of Republicans' actions and inaction over the last decade, plus, were laid bare in these financial assessments. Most recently, during the 23 through 25 biennial budget process, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Legislature rejected Governor Tony Evers' proposed investments in the UW system. Instead, more than $31 million was diverted to the Joint Finance Committee supplemental appropriation, a fund controlled by the committee's Republican majority, which refuses to release already approved investments from the fund. Western Technical College, in collaboration with eight other colleges from the Wisconsin Technical College System, will receive over $5.7 million to help students prepare for careers in advanced manufacturing. The grant will be used to expand training capacity, skill development, and credentialing within advanced manufacturing programs. The funding comes through the Department of Labor's Strengthening Community College Training Grants Program. Senator Tammy Baldwin recently voted to fund through the bipartisan 2024 government funding bill. The spring grant cycle for a SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Healthy Community Partnership grant is fast approaching. The grants provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. Those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for implementation are encouraged to apply. The application deadline for the spring grant cycle is April 15th, with all monies awarded by June 15th. Eligible programs and activities for funding include health education, disease screening, fitness and wellness assessment and improvement, research, speakers' fees related specifically to health and wellness and serving the areas underserved, practitioners in all fields of health, educators and school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaborative proposals are always welcomed. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Director, at 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation and click on the Healthy Community Partnership Grants link. Electric disconnections will begin on Monday for people behind on their utility bills. Wisconsin Rapids Water Works and Lighting Commission asks customers who are behind to contact their office. You can discuss arrangements by calling 715-423-6300. If you need energy assistance, the number is 715-421-8654. During National Volunteer Month this month, the American Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care this spring. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect 12,000 blood donations every single day. Two blood drives will be held this week in the area. The first will be Monday from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. The second will be held Friday from 11 until 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Spring into action. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. City Utilities of Richland Center has earned the American Public Power Association's Safety Award of Excellence for Safe Operating Practices in 2023. The utility earned a first-place award in the category for utilities with 13,535 worker hours of annual worker exposure. More than 160 utilities entered the annual safety awards for 2023. Entrants were placed in categories according to their number of worker hours and ranked based on the most incident-free records and the overall state of their safety programs and culture during the year. The incidence rate is based on the number of work-related reportable injuries or illnesses and the number of worker hours during 2023, as defined by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The safety awards have been held annually for more than 65 years. The American Public Power Association is the voice of not-for-profit, community-owned utilities that power 2,000 towns and cities nationwide.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Here are today's vital statistics. Kenneth W. Sinichka, 82, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday, April 20th from 9 until the service time at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Muscadet is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Kenneth W. Sinichka, 82, of Muscadet. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died Saturday, April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 7th at 11 at Blackhawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Stormy Moore and Kyle Cook had a son, Colin James.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. A few clouds are possible rolling through this evening. Otherwise, a fair amount of sunshine and clear skies for the rest of today. Temperatures falling into the upper 60s with south to southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Still comfortable as we go into tonight. Lows only fall back to near 51 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Winds will be lighter out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, gradually turning to the west and to the northwest as we go into Sunday. However, despite the northwest winds, temperatures look to be warmer for Sunday. Highs reach to near 77, a beautiful spring day overall with plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Northwest winds will be at 10 to 15 miles per hour on Sunday. Clear and quiet for our Sunday night. Lows will fall back to near 44 with light and variable winds. And then sunshine throughout the day on Monday, but clouds will be increasing by the late afternoon and evening as the next weather system starts to make its way into the region. Temperatures top out at 73, but a good chance for rain coming in Monday night. Lows will fall back to near 50 degrees. It'll be blustery and a bit cooler as we go into Tuesday as well. Plenty of rain showers in the forecast on Tuesday, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder as well. Highs reach to only 66 for our Tuesday. Keeping the rain in the forecast through Tuesday evening and Tuesday night, lows will fall down to near 54. Staying breezy on Wednesday with occasional rain showers and thunderstorms once again, but most of this should move out by the late afternoon. Highs for Wednesday reach to near 64, but some cooler temperatures still on the way for Wednesday night and into Thursday. Stays breezy as well. Lows fall down to 40 degrees on Wednesday night with variably cloudy skies going into Thursday. Maybe a stray sprinkle from time to time throughout the day, otherwise breezy and cooler. Highs only near 52 on Thursday. We fall back down to near the freezing mark on Thursday night under partly cloudy skies. And as we go into Friday, still on the chilly side, partly sunny, highs near 48. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Richland County Bank. 71 degrees and cloudy skies. 62 yesterday's high. We received 0.02 inches of rain. 33 was the morning low today. The record high, 82 in 2023. So it was awfully nice a year ago. The record low, 15 in 1997. Last year's high, 82. The low is 53. Sunset will occur at 7:42 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:21 tomorrow morning. Southeast winds are at 3. Barometer is down a bit at 29.79. And again, with some clouds, it is 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We have more information now on the missing person. A silver alert has been issued for the area because of the missing person. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, the first to report to us today, that Mark Bartline, age 74, has been missing today since about 12:30. Last seen in the Pine Avenue area of Yuba, and last seen wearing a blue sweater and tan pants. He is approximately 5 feet 11 inches tall and 145 pounds. Mark went for a routine walk today at approximately 12:30, but did not return. He suffers from dementia, Parkinson's, and has a history of seizures. There is no information to believe he has had any access to a vehicle. So if you know of his whereabouts or have seen him, please call 911 is what they're directing that as well, or 608-637-2123, which is the Vernon County Sheriff's Office number.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Tonight is the annual Sting Night put on by the Richland Center Sports Boosters. They'll also have college athletes signing from the current class, the senior class at Richland Center High School. The Hall of Fame class of 2024 will officially grow tonight. The ceremony begins around 5:30 and will continue into the night. Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson are all being officially inducted into the Richland Center Hall of Honor. And the athlete signing day takes place around 7:30. They'll get underway with that today as seniors Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson and Eli Muckler will officially sign on the dotted line and make it official of where they're headed to college. They're also featuring a few silent auction ticket items as well along the way to help out the Richland Center Sports Boosters. Recapping some action last night in sports, the Riverdale baseball team defeated Fenimore 13-0. Emmett Drone and Landon Bob both had home runs. Chase Chitwood added two hits. Logan Cagle went the distance, striking out 10 and was 3-for-4 at the plate. In area softball, it was River Valley over Richland Center 6-2 last night in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Today in softball, Dodgeville defeated Reedsburg 7-3. It was a win for Eau Claire Memorial over River Valley in the Logan Triangular going on today. In baseball, it was Mauston 12-1 over Flambeau, and Onalaska defeated Viroqua 16-3. Elsewhere, Weston was a winner in baseball last night over New Lisbon, 15-5. Trevor Westfall got the win in relief of Hunter Coy, going 4 1/3 innings, allowing 6 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Along the way, Garrett Jennings was 2-for-2. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-2. A couple of doubles producing 5 RBIs for the Silver Eagles last night. Also, Richland Center High School baseball action that is scheduled for Tuesday against River Valley has now been postponed or moved to Monday because of the inclement forecast for Tuesday. So River Valley will play Richland Center in high school baseball on Monday instead of Tuesday. That is a varsity-only event that will begin at 5 o'clock. Today, the Millhaven Invitational was held by New Lisbon, or hosted by New Lisbon High School, and the Ithaca Weston girls team won the event, scoring 96 points. Riverdale was fourth overall among the 13 teams. For the boys, Reedsburg was the first-place team. Riverdale tied for fifth. Ithaca Weston was 12th overall. Some of the individuals that did well, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston was second in the 100-meter dash. Tim Bailey, Riverdale, first in the 100-meter dash. And Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale took the girls' 100-meter hurdles. Tristan Peterson of Ithaca Weston finished fourth. Aubrey Cook was fifth for Ithaca Weston in the girls' 200-meter dash. For Riverdale, the boys' 200, Tim Bailey was first, and Noah Arrington fifth. Mallory Meese ran fourth in the 1600 run as well. Some other individuals, Tristan Peterson of Ithaca Weston was second in the girls' 300-meter hurdles. Channing Brown of the Ithaca Weston boys team finished third in the boys' 800 today at New Lisbon. Gretchen Buchholz, Riverdale, was first, and Kaylee Miller second of Ithaca Weston in the girls' high jump. Tristan Peterson was first in the girls' long jump, and Aubrey Cook took a second for Ithaca Weston in the girls' triple jump. Riverdale's Kayla McCorkle, second in the discus. Holly King of Ithaca Weston in the shot put finished fifth, and Kaylee Peterson first in the girls' 800 run. The Brewers, at last word, were leading 8-5 in their game against the Baltimore Orioles. The Twins took advantage of a 2-out, 3-run error by the Tigers' third baseman, Zach McKinstry, to score 7 runs in the 12th inning and post an 11-5 victory over Detroit in the first game of today's doubleheader. Oswaldo Cabrera hit a 2-run home run, and the Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians 3-2 in the first game of a split doubleheader to match the best start in their famed history. The Yankees improved to a Major League best 11-3 and equaled their best record through 14 decisions on Saturday. Twins shortstop Carlos Correa has been placed on the 10-day injured list a day after sustaining an oblique injury in Minnesota's 8-2 loss to the Tigers. The final day of the NBA's regular season should be wild. Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and Denver all have a shot at number 1 in the Western Conference. Every seed from number 2 to number 8 is up for grabs in the Eastern Conference. Sunday slate will see all 30 teams playing. 9 seeds get decided, 3 first-round playoff matchups determined, and 3 play-in matchups will be set up as well. Wisconsin and Marshall will face off in 2028 at Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium in college football. The game will take place September 2nd of 2028. It is scheduled to serve as the season opener for both teams. And Zach Edey of Purdue became the second two-time John R. Wooden Award winner as the nation's top men's college basketball player. Edey joins Virginia's Ralph Sampson, who won in 1982 and 83. Edey led the nation in scoring and set school records for career points and rebounds. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO's Retro Saturday continues with the Backtracking Show. That's coming up next, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com, or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center. East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtracking Show. We have some great music to share with you today on WRCO, some Take You Back headlines as well. We kick off the show this weekend in 1981 when Van Halen lead guitarist Eddie Van Halen married Valerie Bertinelli, co-star of the 1980s television hit One Day at a Time. The two had met 8 months earlier. Bertinelli's brother dragged her to a Van Halen concert. The marriage lasted a total of 25 years. Lots of young hearts like mine were broken, though, that day as Valerie married Eddie. Here's Love Walks In from Van Halen on the Backtracking Show.
Sense a change, nothing feels the same. All your
right in the heart of the weekend. The Backtrackin' Show from WRCO. Also in 1981, Daryl Hall and John Oates reached the top spot on Billboard's Hot 100 with their 10th top 40 hit. It was a song called Kiss on My List. Backtracking headlines back to 1977. After being paid $40,000 for a show in Sydney, Australia, Alice Cooper was placed under house arrest at his hotel until he posted a bond for $59,632. That amount was the sum that a local promoter claimed to have paid Cooper for a 1975 Australia tour he never made. The two settled when it was found that the promoter did not fulfill his part of the agreement either. Alice Cooper was in a little bit of trouble, but not too bad back in 1977. Thanks for going backtracking with us. We hope you're having a stupendous weekend. Here's Alice Cooper in a mellower mood with I Never Cry.
If there's a tear on my face, it makes me shiver to the bone. Shakes the bay. Just a heartache that got caught in my eye. And you know crowd. Sometimes I drink more than I need until the TV's dead and gone. I may be lonely, but I'm never alone. And the night may pass me by, but I never cry. Take away.
On the Backtracking Show, we'll be right back.
April showers bring May flowers. It's that time of year again. I hope the snow is gone until November or so. Everyone loves the beauty of spring and spring flowers, but we don't always like the thunderstorms and soggy ground that must come with the flowers. As the earth comes alive with the sights and sounds of spring, we are reminded that God has made his eternal power and divine nature evident through his creation of the world. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Speaking to God, the psalmist also said, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So now that the days are getting longer and warmer and green is beginning to make its appearance as the predominant color, along with the colors of the early spring blossoms, make your way outside to enjoy the creation that God has given to show us new life. Watch and listen as the birds and animals frolic in the springtime. Walk, run, ride, or sit, but marvel in the creation and give praise and thanksgiving to the God who created it all for our pleasure. Thanks be to God. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Attention all businesses, looking to boost your visibility and reach your community? Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details. The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Don't miss the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th. On Saturday, join Mark Cupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, as he talks about the Mounds of Muscadet. Mark will describe the ancient earthworks built 1,000 years ago on the landscape of the Lower Wisconsin River Valley. There will be aerial photographs, maps, and diagrams. Join him at the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board Office 202 North Wisconsin Avenue at 9 a.m. Thank you, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Meyer Construction, and Delta 3 Engineering for being proud sponsors of the festival.
The Backtrack and Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. We hope you're having a great Saturday afternoon, soon to be Saturday night officially. It's 71 degrees in Richland Center. Overnight lows around 51, and tomorrow, even warmer, perhaps up to 77 degrees. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Backtracking, WRCO.
Thanks for going backtracking with us. 1975. Leading the way on the U.S. pop chart was English-born Elton John with a song inspired by Billie Jean King's World Team Tennis League entry, Philadelphia Freedom.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause is right, to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done. 'Cause I live.
Never had. do.
Backtracking memories. The pregame show for Those Were the Days. We hope you're having a great and a special weekend. We go back in our headlines to 1973. Stevie Wonder was appearing on TV's Sesame Street, where he performed his latest hit called Superstition.
Bye.
Always have a lot of fun on the Backtrack and Show, going back in time to the 70s and 80s and some music makers and some music headlines as well. Let's finish out this segment with a song from 1976. Peter Frampton went to number one on the Billboard album chart with Frampton Comes Alive. The album would stay on the chart for an incredible 97 weeks and sell over 6 million copies. It is still one of the largest selling live albums of all time, behind Garth Brooks' Double Live, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live, 1975 through 85, and the Eagles Live. Back to 1976, and a guy that became kind of the music man, the face of 76, Mr. Peter Frampton.
You're living.